From the News Center, a news focus.
A century after scientists first noted that the environment contributes to the evolution of adaptive differences among plant populations, scientists are on the verge of figuring out how the adaptation happens by combining results from common garden experiments with genomic sequencing. That's the contention of Penn State molecular geneticist Jill Hamilton, a leader in a nationwide study. The partnership, funded by the National Science Foundation, is spearheaded by universities including Penn State. And the objective is to characterize adaptive variation across natural hybrid zones between black cottonwood and balsam poplar, explained Hamilton. The research will explore the important role hybridization plays in adaptation to climate, with a goal to predict adaptation to changing conditions by understanding how genomic ancestry and environmental variation interact to produce traits important to forest tree fitness. Hamilton recently authored an article about advances in understanding plant adaptation in the journal Current Opinions in Plant Biology, noting that 100 years after Swedish botanist Gert Torsen first clearly described how locally adaptive variation is distributed within species, today scientists are close to making major breakthroughs in understanding the mechanisms, according to Hamilton. At Penn State, Hamilton intends to get graduate and undergraduate students involved in a pop-up poplars project using a genetic and environmental variation to predict tree health across complex environments. Students will learn about tree genetics, evolution, ecology, and climate adaptation. The National Science Foundation Plant Genome Research Program partially supported this work. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.